following program is sponsored by Learn to Succeed, LLC. It's not right-wing radio.
Right-wing radio.
It's not left-wing radio.
It's not left-wing radio.
It's Think Wing Radio.
Wing radio. Wing radio.
Welcome to Think Wing Radio. And now your host, Mike Honig.
Good afternoon and good lunch. Welcome to Think Wing Radio with Mike Honig on Talk 650 and powered by CBS. The call-in number is 713-9650-650. You can also write to thinkwingradio at msn.com, and I'll try to respond to questions on the air as possible. My guest today is Daniela Landers. She is the chair-elect and treasurer of the Board of Dispute Resolution. I'm sorry. Of the board of the Dispute Resolution Center, a free service to Harris County residents, which handles disputes between neighbors, families, and friends, among other things. We'll be talking about that shortly, but first, a comment. Stephen Slater is the JetBlue flight attendant who literally bailed out of his job. Which of these statements about him is true? A. Stephen Slater is a hero. He felt mistreated by management and customers. He did what every abused working person has thought of doing. Or B, Stephen Slater is a jerk. He was rude and abusive to passengers, blew his stack, and endangered workers on the ground by making his grandstand exit. Or C, Stephen Slater is a Rorschach test. You see in his actions what you want to see. For those who may not know, the Rorschach is the inkblot test that psychologists sometimes use to evaluate your frame of mind. People tend to see what they want or expect to see in those inkblots, giving insight into a patient's thinking. I believe that is what Stephen Slater has become. Service people like retail employees, restaurant staff, and especially flight attendants see Stephen Slater as a guy who took a stand against rude and abusive customers who think that paying for a service includes the right to treat the service people badly. Business people see Stephen Slater as their worst nightmare. An employee who represents the company to the buying public is rude and abusive to their clientele and then flips out, alienating customers, damaging the company's good name and doing long-term damage to the company's business. Customers, particularly airplane passengers, see Stephen Slater as their worst nightmare, being trapped in a plane for hours with a flight attendant who is rude, unhelpful, capricious, and perhaps even mentally unstable. There are lots of versions of what happened, and it may be hard to ever establish the exact truth. But frankly, as a statement about our society, I'm not sure it matters, because all of these versions have elements of truth about the society we live in today. Whatever the truth, something made Steve Slater, an aircrew veteran of over 20 years, who by all accounts I've read so far, had always served in-flight customers in an exemplary manner, something made Steve Slater blow. It seems like we live in a rude country. Movie theater patrons are rude, talking incessantly during a show. Drivers are rude, making road travel both more stressful and more dangerous. Retail customers are rude. Aside from some of the things they say and do to employees, you probably have no idea how much work is involved in straightening out what customers have unshelved, unfolded, and unboxed in the course of a day, and don't even ask what they sometimes leave in dressing rooms. Our humor is often rude. We've always had slapstick comedy, but it didn't used to be mean. In movies and on TV today, we laugh at nasty and horrible things that are said or done to others. And the internet often seems populated by people who have nothing nice to say about anyone or anything and just want to stir the pot and make people angry. If our parents and grandparents were the greatest generation, I think we are the rudest generation. Why are so many people today so mean and mean-spirited? I don't know. Maybe our post-depression, post-war parents went through so much hardship that they spoiled their kids rotten when they had the chance, making them feel privileged and self-centered. I'm a baby boomer. I'm sometimes embarrassed to admit it. Maybe my generation took a wrong turn somewhere along Civility Road and then passed it on to our kids. It's humbling to consider that it's my generation that's been running things for the last 20 or 30 years, and it's my generation that has gotten our country into the mess we're in now. It's my generation that's made us the people we are now. In any case, the question is, what can any of us do about it? I can only tell you what I try to do. Like any of you, I complain to a customer service person when I'm mad. But to even the score, I try to compliment them to their managers when they make me happy. I feel that's only fair. When someone on the highway lets me merge into traffic, I wave thanks and try to make sure they see me do it, because I want to reinforce courtesy. When someone in front of me needs to merge into traffic or change lanes, I try to make it easy for them. When a truck or a bus needs to change lanes in front of me, I try to let them. I've driven trucks. I know how hard it can be when no one wants to let you in and you need to make an exit. When wait staff or table bussers aid me in a restaurant, I make it my business to thank them. I have found that people are so accustomed to being treated badly that just a little niceness can go a surprisingly long way. My wife once gave an alarm installer a cold bottle of water. Because she did that, he offered to install a heat detector in our hot attic on a day when he would just as happily not have mentioned it. And one night, that heat detector saved our lives. All this makes me sound a little like a courtesy saint, and I'll admit I'm not perfect. I just try to do better. Will every gesture of courtesy or appreciation be a matter of life or death? Of course not. But it will make someone's life a little nicer, even if just for a moment, and they just might pay it forward. It might even come back around to you. That's how I feel, and you can tell me how you feel by dialing 713-9650-650 or write to me at thinkwingradio@msn.com. And now, as I said earlier, I have a guest today, Daniela Landers.
That's correct.
We've had a couple of changes of names, so I'm going to be really struggling with this. She is from the Dispute Resolution Center, a free service of Harris County. For Harris County residents, helps to mediate disputes between neighbors, families, friends, tenants, landlords, employers, and employees. And you can also learn more after this discussion by going to drchouston.org. So, how are you doing
today? I am doing fine. Thank you.
Thank you for being patient through my, what do they call it, bloviation. All right. So tell us, what is the Dispute Resolution Center?
Well, the Dispute Resolution Center is a nonprofit corporation that was established in 1980 to provide free alternative dispute resolution and intake and referral services for residents of Harris County. It's actually funded by a portion of the filing fees from certain civil cases, not all of them, filed in the Harris County civil courts and district civil courts. There are no taxes that fund the DRC.
It's nice to know that when I pay those horrible fees, occasionally it does something nice.
Absolutely. But it is sponsored by the Houston Bar Association and was actually the first DRC in Texas.
Really?
Yes.
What was the origin of that? What precipitated the founding?
Well, the Houston Bar Association really wanted to work with, create an organization that would provide free services for mediation and alternative dispute resolution for the residents of Harris County. And the Houston Bar offers a number of services to the community, and this was just another program designed to facilitate that.
What exactly does the DRC do? And I have to say, I actually learned about the DRC at a function of the Greater Heights Area Chamber of Commerce. Your associate, April Tone, was there, and I thought it was an interesting idea. I had never heard of it. There certainly have been times I would have liked to have known about it, and that's why I'm really having you guys on the show. I think it's something that's sort of been under the radar. Why has it been under the radar?
You know, there are 17 DRCs throughout the state of Texas. All the DRCs are operated independently. This is the only DRC in Texas, to my knowledge, that does not charge clients a fee. So they offer a number of different services, including intake and referral. Mediation is the primary service that they do. And they also offer some moderated settlements, some binding and non-binding arbitration, mediation training, as well as conferences on resolution workshops. But there is a need to provide the alternative dispute resolution for especially those in the community that are looking for an alternative to simply bringing a lawsuit.
And I did read in your literature that there is kind of an income cutoff. We're going to be back in a minute. We'll talk more about that. You are listening to Think Wing Radio with Mike Koenig on Talk 650, and I'll be right back.